Welcome to the GOGcast, brought to you by XSplit Broadcaster. Simple yet powerful, live streaming and recording. And now, your host, Leah.
Hello and welcome to another Girls on Games podcast. My name is Leah and I'm your host for this show. This is number 144 and Happy New Year. It is now the year 2018. It's been a very, very relaxing break. I play a lot of games and, had some time to do some office stream space renovations, and I think some of the team did as well. We've got a great show for you this week, including an interview with Camille, who is one of the hosts for Northern Arena. So that should be really, really nice. Exciting. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my friendly voices around the digital table. Catherine, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Is it? At what time do we stop saying Happy New Year?
Now.
Now. We've done it once, so we're good now.
Because it's been 2 weeks.
I know, but like I want to make it like kind of proper for the fact that people haven't heard from us because we were off for a week and, you know.
I don't think I've said it to anyone past January 3rd, so.
Okay. Hi, Simon.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
I know we said it to everybody in Discord. So yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I played a lot of games over the break. The beautiful thing is that this year I actually stayed home and it was so frigid in Montreal that it was prime video game weather.
Mm-hmm. Minus a million something.
So what games you been gaming, crew?
Persona 5.
Nice.
All
addicted.
All encompassing, and it's like
crazy.
I realize there's because the palaces are based on the seven deadly sins. I just finished the fourth, so I'm like, okay, so you know, it's trekking along.
Three left.
It's going well, and I'm looking at my playtime, and on the save file it says like almost 50 hours, but because if you have to get to a safe room to save.
Yep.
So if you die, you just restart over. So realistically, I've been playing this for 60 hours. And everybody said it's a 120-hour game. So I'm like,
save file doesn't take into account if you die? Like your full game time?
I don't know.
It has to.
Probably
I don't know.
Does.
I feel like I've been playing longer than 45 hours. Maybe.
I don't know if it's a good thing or not. It feels longer than it is.
But you're having fun?
That's what she
said. I'm loving it. I really am. It's just like, it's a beast of a game. Like, I'm not playing anything else right now. It's just Persona 5
all the time. It's funny, Kat, because you're like, you will go into this, like, you're going to play a little bit of a game here, a little bit of a game there, and then you find a game that you're just going to, like, spend hundreds of hours in for the next 3 months. It's all you're going to play. It's really funny. You're like a street gamer.
I am. And bunches. And, you know, like, even when I played Dream Daddy, at one point my boyfriend was like, did you spend a whole weekend on this one game? And I was like, yes. And then I started achievement hunting.
Oh, God.
And that's it. I got the same thing. So I have decided that I am going to platinum and get my very first platinum on Assassin's Creed Origins. So after playing it for a while, I like put it away and played other games that came out. And then over the holidays, jumped back in again because I was like, I want something mindless. It's just a collectathon that I can like watch YouTube and Netflix while I'm playing. And that's what I'm doing. And I can't play anything else at the same time because I feel like I'm cheating on my game if I go and play something else. And I feel like I just need to grind and get her done. You know what I mean? I want this freaking platinum.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't have anything to play on the Switch right now because I feel like Mario Odyssey was a good side game like to play at the same time I was playing something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not the case right now. So I'm just...
I have like gaming ADD.
What'd you play?
Oh, I played Siege, CSGO, WoW, Bloodborne, NHL, Cuphead. What else? Like so many other games. I can't, like, it's very hard for me to sit down and play the same game for more than a couple hours, except like MMOs, so like WoW, and now like Siege. Like I played a very whole unhealthy amount of Siege in a couple of days, but I feel that it's because it's a new game and it's fun and I like it. But I don't know. I can't do that. Like after 2 hours, I'm like, oh, I gotta do something else. Because not that I'm bored, but I just feel there's so many games to play. I should go play another one. It's a different way of seeing things, I guess.
Well, I tried to do that with Gravity Rush 2. I played maybe an hour, and then I had a moment where I was freaking out because it looked straight up like Sailor Moon and anime mixed together. And I was like, oh, my God, and squeeing, and had to show Kat and had to show Uva and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be awesome. But then I was like, I can't get into this because I need to get through Assassin's Creed Origins first. Like, I need that platinum. Like, that's like my goal, like one of my New Year's resolutions. So I'm like, no. Going to be disciplined. I'm going to do this first, and then I will move on. Because we got lots of time before lots of other big games come out. Like, I feel like the only game that I'm really waiting for is Far Cry, and that's not for a bit. So,
is there a release date for Far Cry 5?
March 27th.
March, okay. Not too bad.
So you've got time to platinum your game and maybe start something else.
Exactly. That's what
maybe,
I feel.
Maybe by then I'll be halfway through Persona 5. You know.
Jeez. Damn Japanese RPGs.
Yeah, that's the exact reason I knew I was going to get suckered into that. So I started watching it on YouTube. But then I hear you talking about it. And then I went back to start watching more stuff on YouTube. And I was like, damn, I really should have picked this game up. But I never would have got through it. Like, yeah.
Considering I got it for $50, I'm like, this is a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some amazing deals during
I got it during like the Boxing Day winter sale, Steam sale, whatever. Everybody was having sales for like the 2 weeks.
Yes. Well, that's it.
Yeah, and I just kind of like glanced over whatever was on sale on the PlayStation. I was like, Persona 5 is 30% off. Is it $50? Fuck yes.
Yeah, that's how I bought Gravity Rush 2. It was $24. I was like, sold? Because I hadn't bought a thing. Dollars. I know, it's Canadian dollars. Our dollar's not too bad right now.
That means it was probably 40 US dollars during that sale.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I mean, it was a good break. I know a lot of us did some tidying up of our gameplay spaces, as well as cleaning up some achievements and whatever else while playing games. Catherine, you renovated a little bit or got some new furniture?
I did. We did the kitchen remodel this summer, and during the IKEA kitchen event, I got a gift card as a cashback of $750. So I bought a new desk, and I bought some new shelves. They're like little metal cabinets, three colors. They're super cute. Because of that, I had to reorganize a few things. I bought a screen riser. I had to get a new mic stand. My old desk, I just put in. UB has internal classified. I was just like, anybody want this desk? And within an hour, somebody was like, yep.
Come get
nice.
It.
Nice.
And then within 2 days, it was gone. Nice. So now, second part is I got storage. So now I have to clean up all this area behind me of boxes and stack that's been there for 2 years waiting for the kitchen remodel to be over. So I'm really excited to have like my office in its final form. So that's all I'm thinking about right now.
I think you might have bought something else as well for your gaming setup, just not in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. I got my 4K TV. That's right. Yeah, we couldn't take the old TV. It was slowly or surely dying. And now that we have the new TV, like we're like, oh, the blacks are blacks. The whites are whites. The colors are vivid. Even if we're not watching stuff in 4K, it's just beautiful. So now next step is upgrading our Netflix account.
Yeah, how
like
much
that.
Is it extra to get 4K?
$2. $3 a month, and you get HDR, and
bad.
You get 4 devices instead of 2. So
bad.
4 people can watch at the same time instead of 2, and up to 4 devices can have downloaded content on it.
Dude,
considering I'm sharing with my mom, it's not so bad.
No, you definitely have to. I mean, you had a 4K TV, now you have to. You gotta try it out. You have to check what 4K looks like on a television.
But I gotta admit, I'm enjoying that the Netflix is straight up on the TV, that I don't have to go through a console right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Smart TV directly.
Yeah, smart TV, and it's Android. It has an Android TV, integrated Android TV, integrated Chromecast. It has the Google Assistant, so I can just yell at it.
There's something to be said about yelling at things. Like, I know that the Kinect died during the course of you know, vacation, but, like, we got the Alexa thing, and there's something very pleasuring just yelling at Alexa to ask her to tell me what the weather is.
And I got a Google Mini too, so, you know, I can just walk around my house and just ask for the time or the weather and something will answer.
at some place in your walls,
there's a computerized female Google's voice that will tell me listening. That right now it is -4 degrees in Montreal.
Didn't it tell you had a recording this evening too?
Oh yeah, it says tonight at 7:30 there's GoCast recording.
GoCast.
Honestly, I've been thinking about getting one, but I can't justify it right now. Like, I feel like it would be just for the fun of it. Like, I don't have Google Play. I have Spotify. I have an iPhone. I don't use Google Calendar.
It works with Spotify, though.
Yeah, it works with everything. It depends. Like, the Alexa or the Google Home would work with everything. It's just, like, I cook a lot. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen or doing stuff, and I listen to music.
Yeah, all the time, me too.
All the time. So I just like the voice commands. Speaker quality is okay. It's not like you can get better speaker quality.
Well, we hooked
if you get a Bose or whatever.
Yeah, we hooked the Alexa up to the Bluetooth speaker. Mike has one of those mini booms.
Okay.
Worked pretty good.
I guess so.
It's just stuff I got for Christmas, stuff we got ourselves. Like, we've been upgrading a lot. Between the remodeling and now, like, the new furniture, the new electronics. I gotta get bar stools. I need a sound bar for the TV. It's never ending.
Clearly.
Spend that money, girl.
Is this what it is to be a homeowner?
Apparently. Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. Simon, you're back in your home space. You feeling comfy?
Very new PC? Much so. Yeah, new PC. We were talking a little bit about it earlier before the cast started. I started streaming again, and I was streaming some Rainbow Six Siege. Admittedly, not the most demanding of PC games, but I was playing the game with 200 FPS, still streaming at 1080p, 60 FPS, no drop frame, no loss, at like 5,000 bit rate. It's just absolutely crazy what this computer can do. So it's I'm definitely loving it, and I'm gonna have it for a long, long time. It's gonna serve me well for a long time.
Beautiful.
And I have my fantastic microphone back, so I don't sound like I'm right now rubbing it or petting it, whatever. But
petting it.
it's very phallic and sexual.
It's very phallic. Yes, because it's a Yeti, for people who know what the Yeti is. So it is very. I mean, if that's the size of a dick, then holy fuck. poor girl getting that, but I'm
glad we have an explicit podcast.
Very excited to be next to my Yeti again, and yes.
Nice. Yeah, I decided to renovate my back room where the computer and stream space was. I had a ginormous queen size bed in here, and the only time it was being used when people were visiting, and otherwise it just seemed like a waste of space. So out she goes, and now I have a wonderful office studio that is brilliant. We need to get a couch. We need to get some kind of couch in here, some kind of seating besides just me, because if not, it's just like empty floor where Bowie just takes over, which is okay. But yeah, it's very nice to have like my space that's like dedicated to sitting back here and playing games.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't do that's what I'm going to do when I move this summer. I'm going to like take a space like yours, put mm-hmm. my desk in that area, and then just like on the other wall or a side wall or whatever, just hang the TV and put like bean bags or whatever the fuck on the floor, so that when people come over, you can just like lay down here and like still have the computer next, so you can put music or whatever or stream, and then still have your console in front of you and that kind of stuff, you know. I feel like that's what I'm gonna set up as.
Yeah, well, we talked about bean bags, we talked about a couch, so it depends on what's practical. Really?
I think I saw we have a beanbag supplier in Montreal. I'll try to find it, but I think I saw one.
As long as Bowie doesn't destroy it.
Oh,
all
he
right.
will.
No promises.
I think it's time to get into the news. How about you guys? There has been a little bit of news. I was actually worried when we were scheduling the podcast that there would be nothing. But then shit happened today. So let's get into that right after this break. We'll be right back. and it's time for the news. First bit of news, 2018. And like I mentioned before, there was nothing until this morning. Kat,
well,
what
there
happened?
Was a few things.
Not
there.
Much.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
It was pretty thin. And then Nintendo was like, time for a Nintendo Direct Mini. And everybody just went,
me included.
Yes.
Save it for last.
Okay.
Because I want to be happy.
So there was a lot of news, but the highlights for me from the Nintendo Mini was
okay. Simmer down, yo.
Okay, so you want me to leave it for last? All right, let's just calm the fuck down. So there's a couple of ports and remixes. So the World Ends With You, the DS classic, is coming to the Switch. There's what's the other one? Oh yeah. That's now a meme, is Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze is coming with the new funky mode.
What's a funky mode?
The guy on the surfboard.
Oh,
yeah, funky Kong.
Yes, and they added a little corner of the box, like,
oh,
now it's brand new funky mode, and people have been just like photoshopping that and just photoshopping in on other Switch games.
On Doom. funky mode on Doom.
So it's just like this Funky Kong on his surfboard, and it just says new and improved funky mode, that like on so Doom funny. Or Wolfenstein 2. It's just perfect.
Yeah,
love it.
Also, Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition, another Wii U coming to the Switch. It's going to include all the characters and all the downloadable content for both Wii U and 3DS on the Switch version. New games? Well, new content for old games. Donkey Kong is coming to Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
And a DLC pack. Yes.
Free update or DLC?
DLC, I think. They said DLC pack. So it sounds like it's paid. And they did sell a season pass.
Okay.
For those interested in that, Kat had shared it, and then I watched it and then retweeted it. There's a wonderful video from Eurogamer where they break down the making of that game and how it all panned out. Mm. And it's so awesome. The animation in that is really nice, too.
Yeah, no, it's like the Don't Cry Ubisoft man has been a Nintendo and a Miyamoto fan for the longest time. Mm. So it's a great story.
Davide?
Yeah. Yeah. More downloadable content, new battle Pokemon and support Pokemon to Pokemon Tournament DX. That's a DLC. You have to pay for
if
it.
You care.
Yeah.
Sorry. You guys know how I feel about that game.
Yeah. And there's a free update coming to Mario Odyssey.
Nice.
So Break Out the Balloons is a little mode where Luigi gives you a balloon. And you have to hide it, and then other players have to find your balloon hidden somewhere in the world.
Hide and seek?
Basically, hide and go seek with balloons. You can hide balloons or go find balloons that other people have hidden.
Okay.
That's adorable, I guess.
Yeah, it's
cute.
I'll
wait and see how fun it's going to be.
There's going to be new costumes for Mario and Cappy. One of them that kind of ties with the news that I'm keeping for last, and it made again for great memes.
Yes,
yep.
Most definitely.
Wait,
did they officially announce a costume for that?
Yeah.
Really? I thought
he's
one
in a
of
suit.
The yeah. There he's got a suit where
armor.
He's in,
but
in
I
a,
thought,
an
oh
eye like
God.
A knight.
Yeah, yeah.
In full armor.
I thought it was just like someone photoshopping.
No.
Oh,
there's like a musician. There's three costumes. There's like the dude. He looks like he's going on a Hawaiian vacation. He has like sunglasses and like a Hawaiian shirt on. Mm-hmm. Then there's the one where it's like the musician guys with like the fedora. And then there's Knighted Mario.
I have to.
And the Knighted Mario goes well with the last piece of news.
Yep.
New games, Mario Tennis Aces. That's come and it's gonna have a story mode. So for fans of that franchise, it's coming back.
I'm super excited for Mario.
Mario Tennis.
Yeah, I. It sucks that the one on Wii U kind of sucked. Like there was no story mode or any depth at all to that game. So I don't know. I'm excited to see. I always love Mario Tennis on the 64. It's one of my favorite game along with Smash and Mario Golf. So. I hope that it's good because I'd love to bring Mario Tennis on the road with my Switch.
Mm-hmm. It looked pretty good. It looked pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Kirby Star Allies. So Kirby's finally coming to the Switch mm-hmm. in spring. Mm-hmm. See, this one, I don't know if it's a new game or a port because I'm not familiar with these games. But
which one?
Ease 8 Lacrimosa of Dana?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either. I'm
no
not sure.
Idea.
It says like you can now you can play on your TV or on the go, so I think it might be a port.
Maybe.
No idea.
I don't know this game at all.
That happens.
Yes. And Payday 2 is coming to the Switch with a timed exclusive character.
Who cares? That mask was pretty neat looking.
Yeah, what I mean is like it's they're like this female Japanese hacker has her own mask that shows emojis, and I'm like, yeah, that we've never seen that before.
No, Daft Punk, Watch Dogs 2.
That's a so. Anyway, it looks like a fun character, but I'm not familiar with the Payday franchise. Two independent games confirmed for Switch. There's Fae, which looks really pretty. Like it's in a fantasy setting. You're like some kind of dragon. It's blue. It's colorful. And then there's Celeste that looks brutal. A platformer where you climb a mountain, and it looks like Flint Hood on crack.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. No. It really like
pixel art style, like Flint Hook.
It's pixel art style.
Okay.
You have, it's almost like a maze-like platform, and you have to like avoid, and you jump, and you slide, and you have to avoid spikes and things. It's, I was watching the trailer during the Nintendo Direct, and I was like, what? Oh God. Like it's indescribable. I invite you to Google Celeste, or to look at the, we'll put the link to the Nintendo Direct directly in the show notes on girlsongames.ca. Go see it. If you're a fan of like Super Meat Boy and Flint Hook and even Rayman Legends and all that jazz, that could be for you. Like it, and they were saying like how they have extra challenge modes, and also they have an easy mode for people that want to learn. But it looked beautiful, but it looked brutal.
I guess a bit like Cuphead too, in the same.
Yeah, but Cuphead is a run and gun. This one is platformer. It's really Super Meat Boy.
Gotcha.
So. And I guess we're there finally. Simon, do you want to say it?
Well, I mean, it's.
I like that laugh.
Yo, yeah. So, it's no secret that I'm a huge, huge fan of the Dark Souls series. Anything FromSoft does is so far has really got me hooked. So I got really, really, really excited when they announced Dark Souls 1 Remastered coming for the Switch. So,
it's coming to all platforms.
Yes, all platforms.
Including the Switch.
Nintendo got the exclusivity, which is surprising because FromSoftware has been very much Sony PlayStation oriented since the beginning. So the Nintendo has the exclusivity of announcing the game and it's coming out on the Switch, to me is pretty crazy.
I think that was smart though.
It's
because it's bigger
smart.
News the fact that it's coming out on the Switch than they're doing a remaster version. Oh my God. Remastered version for the PS4.
Yeah. I think it's probably a double whammy, as in like, yes. I mean, to play DS1 properly on PC now, you need to have something called DS Fix, which is just literally a mod that fixes a couple bugs, upscales to 1080p, and gives a 60 FPS frame rate. So it like, basically, like from what I gathered so far, the remastered version is pretty much DS plus DX fix. So 1080p, 60 FPS, some bug fixes. Will come with the first with the Dark Souls 1 DLC, Artorias of the Abyss. So I'm extremely excited to play Dark Souls everywhere I go. Like, Dark Souls 1 is an absolutely amazing game. It's really, really, really fantastic. So I'm excited to see what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like on a portable console. But yeah, really fantastic news. And hopefully we get Demon's Souls eventually remastered as well, redone, because that game is also fantastic and it's what started it all. And it's kind of being left in the dust a bit, and no, not a lot of people are playing Demon's Souls anymore. It's a PS3 game. So yeah, hopefully Demon's Souls follows through, but DS1 remastered, oh yeah, super excited.
It was funny that they dropped this mini the way they did today, too.
It's, because it was perfect.
Everybody was talking about, like, they're gonna do a January Direct. They did one last year, yada, yada, yada. Nobody knows what's going on. And then it just came out of freaking nowhere. I came into work, and I had a press release, and I'm like, what? And, like, it's not like last night I wasn't on Twitter watching things. Like, we were watching the Overwatch League. And, like, I was on Twitter, like, way past midnight, like, between that and some work stuff and whatever else, and, like, nothing. And then to walk into work and that happened, it was like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's, it really came out of nowhere, most definitely. And I loved how they announced the Dark Souls remaster. Like, they only showed the little 1 minute trailer at the end completely. So it was just like lasting in, like, we don't know what it is. What is it? It's just a blank screen. Who knows? And then, like, if you go watch the trailer, it's just the default knight armor and the guy, like, lighting a bonfire, and it's just the sound of the bonfire lighting. It's Dark Souls remastered. And I literally jizzed everywhere. There was jizz everywhere at work. It was annoying. It was embarrassing, but I don't care. It was totally worth it. So excited.
So to go back to the memes.
Sorry.
There is a knight armor
coming
to Mario Odyssey, and insane. It took Twitter all of 5 minutes.
I can't find it.
To get that shit photoshopped and on Reddit and on Imgur and on Twitter and on Facebook. It was beautiful. Between that and the new funky mode, I had a great morning scrolling through Twitter during my morning break and during my lunch break. I was like, this is perfect. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, internet. Thank you, gamers.
And then yesterday, Twitter also brought us some more love. Hey, Simon?
I found the armor. Sorry.
Here I am trying to run a podcast.
She's like
trying to do a segue, and I'm like, perfect. Nobody's talking. I'm not going to interrupt anybody. And so I'm like, oh, wait, Catherine just offered me the perfect segue, and I use it in silence because Simon's face is like totally reading a computer screen and not paying attention.
No, but it's perfect because they even like it's a little GIF, and the GIF is in the kingdom where you fight the dragon. It's like the perfect Dark Souls location for Mario Odyssey. So okay, excuse me, I'm very
that's
sorry.
Okay,
yes, something happened on Twitter. So as some of you might know, who you probably know, the people at City Project Red who made The Witcher 3 announced back in 2014?
13. Yeah.
Well, they released
4 years.
They released a trailer for, well, a trailer, a teaser for Cyberpunk 2077. And then the Twitter account went dark for 4 years. And then yesterday, they're like, let's post something on Twitter. And they basically just posted beep. That's all they posted. Like the beep, nothing else. We don't know at all what it means. Well, I mean, we know that that means that there's Cyberpunk news incoming, but Twitter lost its shit because of just a beep on the Cyberpunk Twitter. So that was actually very funny to see that happen.
That must be the most retweeted beep in history.
Probably.
Man, it was just like, and it was so weird too, because yeah, doing my morning scrolling through Twitter, and then just like I follow CD Projekt Red, and I follow Cyberpunk 2077, and just seeing that, and like, you know, like when you haven't heard from something for a while, and then you just see something, and especially when someone just writes beep beep is a tweet,
you're
just
like
what? And then I saw Cyberpunk 2077. I'm like, is that what I think it is? And like, didn't recognize the image, clicked on it, opened it up, and then had to like double look at the tweets because I was like, what do you mean they haven't posted since 2013? What?
Yeah.
And then the numbers just kept going up and up on that tweet.
I mean, you know, we know that they're working on it. They announced that they've been working on it for at least 6 years now. Like, in 6 years in the making, this game, and we don't have any news. I mean, I remember at the I think around in the summer of last year, I think I remember there was a rumor stating that Cyberpunk was maybe coming out late 2018, early 2019. So maybe that's a bit what it is. Maybe it's a you know, more info on I'm not expecting a release date at all, but I'm at least expecting maybe some kind of footage, some, you know, something.
I would be other surprised than the if teaser. We got one, because I mean that's a fair amount of time, and if you've been dark for that long, why now? And there's not much in the schedule post like April that we know games are coming. Like, there's not much at all on the schedule. No dates.
I mean, even if the game comes out in like 2 years, they should be able to tease maybe characters or story or setting.
Mm-hmm. I'd like them to pull a Fallout 4 though.
It'd just be like, hey,
here you go, 3 months, it's yours.
No, I want them. Okay, so I don't know if I ever talked about, well, before we knew that that Half-Life 3 was not going to happen, my wet dream was that at one point Gabe Bin would just show up to any fucking gamer event, E3 or PAX or whatever, just show up and like talking, you know, they're talking about Portal, about Dota, about whatever the fuck. And by the way, Half-Life 3 is done. It's on Steam now. Go get it. Drop mic. Like, that's kind of what I want. I want it to happen for Cyberpunk. Just like, hey, new update. So we worked on the game for 6 years. It's done. It's out now. Go get it. Like, imagine the fucking...
It'd be so much
craziness
fun.
That would happen. Like, just Fallout, that it's out in 4 months. People are freaking out. Imagine it's out now. Like,
are they officially done all DLC and everything for The Witcher?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
they
so you know
ago.
They're like full force. Because even when they announced that, like, Witcher was out at that time, I want to think. Yeah, but none of the DLC. So they had teams working on that and whatever. Now that's all done and in the can. Mm-hmm. So,
well, they probably still have like a skeleton crew fixing some bugs, but...
Yeah, but full 90, steam ahead
99%
otherwise.
Of the CD Projekt Red people are definitely working
I think the Witcher, the only update they've done recently is upscaling the graphics for Xbox One X and PS Pro. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which was probably baked in already to the PC version, so...
I still haven't played that game. I really should.
You should. If you like Batman and Assassin's Creed Origins, you'll love Witcher.
It's overwhelming when you start. Because there's a shit ton of stuff to do.
But you'll love Geralt. Geralt is your kind of character. Like, I have issues with Geralt. I don't like him as much as I like other protagonists.
Mm. Okay.
But you're going to love him.
You think he's my kind of dude?
He's your kind of dude.
Nice.
He's very metal.
He is.
I like that. He's very metal.
He is very metal. That is a very good description of Geralt.
Good times. All right, guys. Well, that's pretty much the news for this week. I know a few other things dropped. And we did watch Overwatch League. Mm-hmm. But I think we kind of want to get the weekend in with that. Go Fuel. We want to get the weekend in with that just to see how it all pans out. But I think it's time to get into topic of the show. So let's do that right after this break. All right, so we're talking to Camille. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent. Did you have a good holiday?
I did. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Did you play many games?
I did. I've been playing so much Assassin's Creed because when it came out, I didn't get to really dive deep into it. And after Black Friday, I upgraded to a 4K TV, so it's beautiful in 4K on my Xbox One X. So I've been loving it.
That is so good. I'm like, yes, because that's all I've been doing too, is playing Assassin's Creed. So that was pretty much my holidays. I'm playing on PlayStation, but I am trying to platinum it. It'll be the first game I've ever platinumed. So that's my first New Year resolution. There we go.
Look at you. Start off the New Year right. But honestly, it's just such a good game. It's taken me back to why I loved the franchise when it first came out. So, I've been loving this game.
Yeah, it's dope. All right, actually, let's get into your history, how you got into games, and, the kind of stuff you do with Northern Arena. So, how'd you get into gaming?
Well, I got into gaming through my parents. So
that's a different one.
I think a very different one. So my parents were huge gamers, had Atari, everything, Famicom, everything. And pretty much they got me a Super Nintendo for my Christmas. And I flipped out every kid did when they got that for Christmas. And instead of me playing the first night I got it, my dad hogged the system the first night and finished Super Mario World. So I was a bit envious, but when he was done with it, he got all, I forgot how many levels it is, but all the secret ones too. And he played that out. And then I started to play video games nonstop and got into a lot of great Nintendo titles and PlayStation, Xbox. So that's how I got into gaming. And it's also through my dad how I got into the covering gaming events and gaming news. He used to work at Much Music here in Toronto.
No way.
Yeah, he used to work at Much Music. Yeah. So they did a bunch of layoffs when they rebooted it, I think Bell bought over. And one of the guys that he worked with started a video game company, a website covering video game. And he was looking for writers. So my dad introduced us and I started writing for Console Creatures. And then from there, I started producing some of their videos. And then I started to meet great people like yourself in the industry. And then I got to know Carl, the CEO for Northern Arena. And then from there, I started to do their Facebook Live. So getting a behind the scene of everything from the players to some fan reactions and all that good stuff at their events. So it's been a journey, but I've been enjoying every minute of it.
That's excellent. And I know it's going to be a big year for Northern Arena. We spoke to Carl just before the break.
I saw
stuff's
that.
Happening. Stuff's happening. You know what I mean?
It's happening. We have Rainbow Six, our circuit. It's actually starting. Well, I guess when this goes live, it would have started. It's starting this weekend.
Yep.
And it's great because it gives a lot of players the chance to compete with teams to win money every weekend. And then the top two get to compete in your hometown, Montreal, for $15,000. So
you going to be here for that?
I believe so. I believe so.
Fun time.
We'll see. Yeah.
So go party.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, we're going to have to. I feel like last time you weren't in town, right?
No, I was in Ottawa.
You weren't, yeah. Yeah, see, you missed out. Call of Duty was awesome. That was a great circuit, too. Yeah,
to do the family
thing. It was lots
thing.
Of fun. Okay, I'll let it go this time. I'll let it go this time. But next time you have to take me to a great place in Montreal and I'll treat you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we will definitely do that. And yeah, we keep running into each other at great events like the Xbox One X event they had was it in October or November?
Yeah.
I don't even remember now. It's been
a
while.
It was intense because they hooked us up to all these different machines and monitoring our heart rate. And it was really intense. My first experience with the One X, actually outside of seeing it behind a case at E3. it was lots of fun getting to know you last year and great times.
indeed. All right, so with the hosting stuff, what kind of stuff do you deal with when you're doing a Facebook Live? How is it different from, I guess, the stuff that Marissa might do on stage or something like that?
Yeah, so it's completely unscripted. I guess that's the big difference. We did our Street Fighter Facebook Live, and we had the idea of doing it throughout the tournament. So it was, I believe, in total about 9 hours of Facebook Live. watching alongside the fans. It was a blast, but there was a lot to fill. It's not like, you know, you have your script or you have someone that you're interviewing and then that's it. Then it cuts to gameplay. No, it's just going on and on and on. So I'm just happy that no one really got tired of me talking for that long. But it's a blast. You know, I've had a chance to actually work with Marissa on some Xbox One, Xbox All for One segments. So that was fun. So it's very different though, because it's completely live and you never know how the person in the seat next to you is going to react, and the players. And it's funny because a lot of the players get shy when they're on camera and they're not talking necessarily about the game, because my thing, I like to give them a behind the scenes. So we like to talk about how their visit is in Toronto, if they're visiting Toronto, or, you know, what they're expecting outside of the game. So it's a very different experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's like with a lot of athletes, you find that some of them, like, or most of them, they're not the greatest public speakers, because that's not their job, right? Like, their job is to play the game.
They're great players. They're awesome. Getting down with their team and playing hard. But sometimes they just get really shy, and they're all amazing people. Like, when the cameras are off, or sometimes we get to hang out with them for the whole weekend and take them to different spots around the city. And they're really fun. But I think they just get camera shy, which I find hilarious, because some of them have such big personalities during the tournament.
Especially when they're like getting all, you know, into it while they're playing. But yeah, sometimes it's just like, you know, I can understand getting camera shy. It happens. You know what I mean? Maybe not to you and me. We're kind of used to this now.
Right, we're kind of used to it. And it's interesting too, because they talk smack so well, but a lot of the players are, it's just all a family, right? So although they're talking smack, you may hear about, like, you know, drama gonna get the next team. But all behind the scenes, they are really caring and supportive of each other. So I think getting into this whole world of esports, that's one of the things that not really surprised me, but I learned to appreciate even more.
What have you learned, or the biggest learning that you've taken from this whole process? Because Northern Arena is fairly new as a esports organization. I mean, I guess 3 years, 4 years, but like really in the forefront as of 2016. What have you learned through this process about, you know, the media, the adventure of doing esports events, anything of the sort?
It's very different than traditional gaming.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Very different. It's so much different than traditional gaming. I find, because, you know, traditional gaming has been around forever. Esports, yeah, it's been around, but I think it's coming into a huge limelight where everyone just wants a piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have a different understanding of how the fans will react, you know, how the fans are really invested into these players. It's just kind of like a culture shock when I was first stepping my toes into it. But when it gets down to it, it shares that same love for a game and shares that same love for a community.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel being a woman in all of this? Because, I mean, Overwatch League started yesterday. As of when we were recording this, there was a big news story out on Kotaku. There's not a single woman playing, and it's a brand new league. You think they would have tried and break that? You know, what do you think the state is of women in esports, and how can we rectify these kinds of situations?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's tough being a woman in gaming, I think. It's taken us years to really have a spot, like even where we have real reputable women on Twitch or like yourself and your team doing great things online. And I think it does take time, unfortunately, I don't think we should have to validate ourselves, but to validate ourselves to others that believe that, you know, we're not into it, or we're not as invested as some of the hardcore fans. When I think what I've seen with our spectators is some of those hardcore fans are the ladies looking at these players and talking them up. So unfortunately, it just takes some time, but I really hope that goes away, because it sucks, especially not just being a woman, but a woman of color. It's very tough out there for my population. There's not that many. Not that many out there. No.
It's not easy. No, definitely. And
it would be great to have some sort of initiative where we have like a qualifying team, but at the same time, that's not fair as well, because yes, we need to work at getting these teams together. It's great for communities of women to come together and have an all-female team. But I don't know why. Why, yeah. Ladies? Why?
I don't know. And the thing with Overwatch League too, like, they could have made it a mandate. It's a brand new league. They could have came out, Blizzard could have came out swinging and been like, yo, you guys have to have at least one lady on the team across the board to, like, try and fix this issue. But
it's a huge issue. I think the way to fix it is kind of just within the communities to really support other women out there and to have support women, not only all female teams, but just to support females on teams.
Period.
Period. Period.
Yeah. Do you think there's something Northern Arena can do to help out with all this?
Well, I know behind the scenes, we do have a lot of ladies that are a part of our team. But, you know, when it does come down to it, we do need great female teams to compete and register, right? So mm-hmm. we try to get the word out there. We did a really cool event at CNE last year. I'm forgetting it's 2018 already. So we had it where we were out in those communities and there were a lot of females, but I think what it is they're just hesitant because of the negative, the negative feedback that they get online, right? But I think, as well as I said, Northern Arena is very supportive of ladies playing. So I think going out to the communities and continuing to show that support and try to get them to register, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you guys have done quite the gamut of games as well, too. So there's lots of opportunities for different types of players to play different types of games as well and still compete.
Yeah, and exactly. We had a Rocket League at our CNE Open event, and there were actually there was a team with a female on it, so that was really great. It was cute.
I love it. Oh, I really want some powerful women to cheer on in esports.
And it's great too, because we have Marissa, I believe one of the most powerful figures in Canadian gaming, that is really the forefront of Northern Arena. And I think that's really inspiration. I know it's been inspiration for me to have her there and to see her support these teams, to be alongside her.
So what do you think is coming down the pipeline for 2018? Anything, any games you're super excited about, events you're excited to partake in?
Well, there's lots of games I'm excited about, as well as like the big event, E3. But I actually have, there's this new show that I'm actually their traditional gaming correspondent on called Heads Up Daily. So Marissa's actually the host of that as well. How many times can we bring up her name in this?
It's okay. We love her.
We love her. So that's going to be on Super Channel, and that's starting off Monday. So it's going to be a daily show, an hour of esports, gaming, and tech. And I'm just excited to start doing that. But in terms of video games, I have to say I'm really excited for Spider-Man. This is the games that I'm excited about. It's also filled with very uncertainty of whether we'll see it this year.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that we're not sure, but like they haven't said a word of when it was coming. Period.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's like that for me. Kingdom Hearts 3, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But Red Dead. Red Dead, of course. Maybe. It's the year of uncertainty.
That one's coming. Hey, we had a release date for that. We had one. They postponed it a little bit. It's coming.
April. Or it may be postponed again. I don't know. I like to be a bit, I don't like to get my hopes up too much because, you know, the gaming industry does like to postpone things. Oh, yeah. A lot sometimes. But I'm looking forward to actually this month, Dragon Ball FighterZ. I love Dragon Ball so much. Actually, there's the Trunks like just looking down on me right now. But I love Dragon Ball, and I've played that at E3, and it just plays so well. It looks like you're watching an episode of the anime, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, Sea of Thieves, of course, too. That's a big one.
Yeah, the closed beta of that is happening real soon. Around the end of the month, I think. Real soon. So that'll we'll be waiting for our Xbox peoples to be sending us a closed beta code.
Just saying, Xbox. Just saying.
Just saying.
But yeah, there's some really good games out there this year. What are you excited to see?
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, Red Dead, of course. Of course.
Of course.
We were talking in news earlier. CD Projekt Red did that cute little tweet for Cyberpunk 2077, so I'll be interested to see what pans out there. So that's super exciting for me. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's not a lot, nothing really that has like set release dates. Oh yeah, Far Cry 5,
yeah.
But yeah, nothing, it's like after April, there's nothing on the schedule. But that's okay. I'm ready for some people to just like drop the mic and maybe they'll pull a Fallout 4. Maybe they'll, you know what I mean? That'd be really cool.
It'll be interesting. But I'm living in that uncertainty. I don't know what to expect. I don't want to get my hopes up so high, especially because I was severely disappointed by the Nintendo Direct Mini. I was so
really?
Disappointed. Yes!
It's hilarious you're saying that. We just talked about it, and Simon was losing his freaking mind because of Dark Souls, because he's like a huge fan. Huge fan. And
they have some good re-releases. but give me some new games. I want to see something new. And I think I was looking for like a really big title. I was just hoping for something to look forward to on the Switch. I'm hoping, and I'm pretty sure that's why they called it a mini, because they're probably going to wait to announce something really big later on in the year. So I'm just crossing my fingers, because I know I just didn't buy a Switch for Zelda, but yes, I kind of did.
Hey, it's essentially my Zelda and Stardew Valley machine, but that's okay.
Oh, you're on Stardew Valley too?
Oh my God, yeah. Friggin' addicted. My top games of the year last year, good segue, by the way, because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about next with you, is that Breath of the Wild, Assassin's Creed Origin, and Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle, in that order, 1, 2, 3, were my top games of last year. And like thinking about what's coming up, I'm actually kind of glad there's not a lot, because there's so many damn good games that I didn't get a chance to touch yet.
Yeah,
so,
same here.
Yeah, so what were your top games of 2017, and you know, what do you got in your backlog going right now?
So definitely Zelda Breath of the Wild. That is the game. Zelda is, I think for a lot of people, for me, it was Ocarina of Time. That really opened up my eyes to the possibility of storytelling through video games. So they just like blew us all away with Breath of the Wild. And I've been playing that nonstop, still going back to that when I'm not playing Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is obviously that other one, as well as South Park, The Fractured Butthole. I'm a huge South Park fan, and I think I did that game so well.
That's another one I haven't played yet. So
really? Were you a fan of Stick of Truth?
I didn't get into Stick of Truth either. I don't know what happened. Sometimes this happens because where it's, it started as Catherine and myself, in that there are so many games that you just don't have time. There's just not enough time. And like, I got a house and a husband and a dog, and I work a 9-to-5, that there's only so much time to game. So we try to balance it. But there's certain games that obviously we all get to play, but then others we don't. At the time of Stick of Truth, Catherine was covering that. When Fractured Butthole came out, I was swamped at work. Catherine obviously can't cover it because she works for Yubi. And Nixie covered it for us, and she's awesome, and she really enjoyed the game. So it's just like, I just need the time, which apparently I have in January now.
Well, I feel like 2017 was just such a good year in gaming. We saw the return of like Nintendo, which was amazing, because a lot of us, that was our a Nintendo console was probably our first console growing up, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also didn't get into Mario Rabbids, and I was really excited for that game, and I was so busy with Zelda and Stick of Truth. And I played a bit of Mario Odyssey. I like it. It wasn't like my all-time favorite Mario game, but it was a good game.
Yeah, agreed. I think you'll like Mario Rabbids. It's very different from any Mario game you've ever played before, in the best kind of way.
Well, once you have the rabbits in, it's going to be crazy. I love the rabbits. Yeah.
Well, I didn't
really?
At first. No, I'm not a fan of like anything like that. Like, I hate the minions. And the rabbits were okay. Well, it's more like the slapstick comedy. Like, I think I'm kind of done with it. Like, I just grew out of it. But there's something so endearing about how they encapsulated them and then had them like cosplay as the rest of the Mario crew, and just the mechanics. It was like, it was the perfect time frame. Like, I felt like last year, near the end of the year, I really needed games where it was more me being in control and planning things. Like, that's why I played a lot of Stardew Valley. That's why I played Rabbids Kingdom Battle. I played a lot of Minecraft and The Sims 4, because I needed that kind of control, because my work life was insane, because we had a huge project going on. So, yeah, it really struck a chord with me, and I really enjoyed it. And it's just something totally different that I didn't expect from Mario.
And have you been playing it on the go? Because I feel like that's a really good game to play on the go.
Totally. So I had to travel a lot for work, and that's what I did. It was always on the airplane with me. It's perfect.
See, I got to get into it. Okay, I'm going to make my list.
There you go. Make your list. I'm just making it longer for you. But Camille, this is awesome. I know you're doing great stuff with what you are working on with Northern Arena. It's awesome to see more females doing this kind of work behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, doing all that stuff. And I really appreciate you being on the show with me here today. Before I let you go, I want to give you a chance to shout out like all the stuff you're working on, your social media handles, all that kind of stuff, so that people can check you out online.
Okay, well, you're so nice. Thank you so much for having me. For anyone out there that wants to stay in touch, this is Camco on Twitter, Instagram, gamer tags everywhere. No one take This Is Camco anywhere, because that is mine now. You could find me there and find out what the latest things I'm up to. And of course, you could catch me on Heads Up Daily HUD on Super Channel Jinx TV as their traditional gaming correspondent.
Amazing. I'm going to be going and checking that out right away.
Thank you so much.
All right, Camille. Have a wonderful evening, and
too.
We'll be seeing you very soon in Montreal.
Yeah, and we have to do something. Yeah,
we will.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for the first episode of 2018. Of course, before I let you go, want to thank Fun.io, our wonderful website hosting. If you're looking for some big web hosting partner, like you need to do something like VPS hosting to do something spiffy, big e-commerce, whatever. Or maybe you want something smaller, like a WordPress blog. You should go check them out. Stream Team seems to be going along quite well. Hey,
yeah,
Simon.
You're back. I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is streaming. I think Nixie is back too. She's been streaming a lot more. So yeah, girlsongames.tv, always someone streaming. Come check it out. Have a good time.
Catherine, do you think you're going to bring back art evenings?
I like those. They were so relaxing.
Yes.
I'm actually looking into streaming from my iPad Pro.
Yay!
So I found a little software. I got to test it. I might do a few games here and there just to get in the hang of it, but I have put as a resolution that I need to draw more, and so I might bring back the streaming to force me to do it.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Love it.
So I might be doing digital, or I might bring back the watercolors. I'm not sure yet. I'll see. Inspiration.
Oh, fantastique.
Merveilleux. Okay, website. There's not a whole lot going on right now. It's all our recap stuff, right?
Yeah, because everybody's on break.
Nothing to write about right now.
No, but I know we've got some coverage of events coming. People like maybe people at PAX South, maybe people like KatsuCon. You know, we're getting articles pitched. If you're a writer and you want to pitch us an article, info@girlsongames.ca. We're always welcoming volunteer writers. Mm-hmm. Our platform is open to our community.
And it's also the home of Buffs and Nerfs. Simon, how's the pod going?
Really well. Me and Alban will be in Boston at the end of January for the CSGO Major. And then we're probably going to have some Rainbow Six Siege stuff happening. So definitely stay tuned for that as well.
Great. Well, I want to thank everybody for being on the podcast. We miss Allie. I know she's not feeling super great. She had a few accidents. She's okay, but she needs time to heal. So go follow her, 8BitBlonde. But before I let these friendly faces go, I want them to give their social media a shout out. Catherine, how can people find you?
I am CSDESBINS, CSDBINS, on Twitter, Instagram, Mixer, if ever... whenever I get that started again. And on most gaming platforms. Right now, you can add me on PlayStation because I'm playing Persona 5 for the next 3 years of my life.
There you go. How about you, Simon? Where can people track you down?
I am GOG Simon on Twitter, and I am 42 with the 2 at the end on Mixer.
And I am Leah Jewer on most social media networks. But if you want to find me on Xbox Live or on Mixer, you can find me at GOG Leah. But of course, you want to know everything there is to know about Girls on Games. And you can track us collectively down on The Girls on Games on Twitter and Facebook. We are Girls on Games on Instagram. No the. If you would like to continue this wonderful video game conversation, you can do so at Discord.me/girlsongames. We have a lot of fun on our Discord channel. There's always conversations on the go, video games and more. But of course, if you need to know anything at all, you can track all of that down at our website. That's our home base. It's girlsongames.ca. So once again, thank you, Kat. Thank you, Simon. Thank you for listening. It's going to be a wonderful year of gaming, and we will talk to you very soon, this time next week. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.